is just around the corner, but because everything that the kids have been learning about in Sunday school and everything that we've been remembering and learning about in church throughout the year is pointing to one thing, and that is just how much God loves us and how he showed that love to us in Jesus. Amen. You've traveled, the Sunday school and ourselves, we've traveled through so many stories this year. It's been a big journey, and when we look back over it all, there's something pretty amazing to notice, and it's something that the kids have been drawing out as well. Every story that you learn from Scripture, every person that you meet in the Bible, every moment that the Bible tells us about was actually leading us toward one big story, one single person, Jesus. And here's what I mean. The Sunday school began, as we've all heard, listening to Jesus' own words and how he described himself. He said, "I am the bread of life." You know, he feeds our souls. "I am the light of the world." He shines where we're afraid. "I'm the good shepherd." He never leaves us. "I'm the resurrection and the life." He beats death. You know, right from the start, the kids were learning something huge, that Jesus isn't just important, right? Jesus isn't just a part of the big story. He is the big story. He's everything. And when we stepped, and then they stepped back, into the rest of the Bible and met some other big names, right? Right from the beginning, Adam and Eve, who walked with God and then hid from him because they did something silly. And what did God say? He said, "Wait for someone. I'm going to send someone, and he's going to rescue you." And then we meet Cain and Abel, who showed us just how much the world needs to be rescued, because they just made it an even darker, even more brutal place. Abraham and Sarah, who discovered that God always keeps his promises and would keep that promise. Paul, the great apostle, who found out that Jesus can change anyone's heart. That's a great comfort, isn't it? And then we saw Silas, Priscilla, and Aquila, the shipwreck stories reminding us that Jesus is with his people wherever they go. The 12 disciples, the wonderful skits that we've seen. Ordinary people made extraordinary, by Jesus. And of course, there's John the Baptist, who told everyone, you know, after thousands and thousands of years of waiting, "Get ready, Jesus is coming." And Zacchaeus, who learned that Jesus sees us and knows us and wants to be with us, coming into our homes and sharing our lives. When we pull all of that together, we begin to see a pattern. Every person that we meet in Scripture, every person that the Sunday school has studied this year, needed Jesus. And if I could just offer one sort of nuance to one of the skits earlier, it's not Jesus who needs us. We need Jesus. Jesus chooses us. And that's one of the great evidences of his grace. We need Jesus. And Jesus came for us and wants to be with us and wants to share life with us. So what does all of this teach us about the gospel, this gospel that we can call the good news? Simply this: we need Jesus, and Jesus comes to us. Think about it. Adam and Eve hid. Abraham waited. Paul fought against God. Zacchaeus climbed a tree. The disciples were scared. Silas ended up in prison, but Jesus never said, "Figure it out on your own. Find your way up to me." He always said, "I'm coming down to you. I'm never going to leave you." That's the gospel. Jesus came into our world. Jesus came to forgive our sins. Jesus came to bring us into God's family. Jesus came to rescue us because we couldn't rescue ourselves. And every story that the Sunday school learned this year, and every story that we as a wider congregation learned this year, points our hearts toward that truth that we need Jesus, and Jesus stepped down toward us. And that's our God. That's an incredible thing. And kids, this is where it gets personal. Congregation, this is where it gets personal. some of us feel like Abraham. Some of us feel like we're waiting endlessly, just waiting. And it's frustrating and it wears our patience. Some of us feel like Paul. We've got big feelings and big questions. Some of us feel like Zacchaeus, small, unsure, hiding in our own trees. Some feel like disciples. You know, you love Jesus, but you don't always understand what he's getting at. You don't always understand his ways. And each one of us, and to each one of us, excuse me, Jesus says, come and follow me. I know you. I love you. I gave everything to be with you. And so our whole year has been telling us this one truth. Jesus is the same Savior in every story. And he's the Savior in our story too. So today we celebrate. We celebrate everything we've learned. We celebrate our leaders. Thank you, Debbie and Pam and Glenda especially, but also Wendy for all the help that you offer as well. And if I'm missing someone, I apologize deeply. We celebrate every moment that we open to the Bible. We celebrate the God who has been with us from Genesis all the way to John the Baptist and with the disciples and Paul and the rest. And most of all, we celebrate Jesus who is the story. As we finish this year and look to the next one, and as we celebrate Christmas, whether you're a part of this church or in your own individual homes or at your own churches, let's remember this. Jesus is the bread who feeds us, the light who guides us, the shepherd who loves us, and the life who promises us new life. He was there at the beginning of the Bible. He was there at the end, and he walks with us now every single day. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you that you came for us. Thank you that you didn't wait for us to be perfect. Thank you that you didn't expect us, or demand us to climb the ladder up to you, but you instead came down. You came close. Thank you for being our bread, our light, our shepherd, our life. Thank you for every story in the Bible that shows how much we need you and how much you love us. Help us to trust you. Help us to follow you. Help us to remember that you are with us every single day. In Jesus' name, amen.